You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Monday, May 18, 2026. For the first time in a long time, after a long, steady decline, Alaska oil production is on the rise, published by Housley Carr. Last year, Alaska produced only 421,000 barrels per day of crude oil, barely one-fifth the more than 2 million barrels per day that wells there were churning out back in 1988 when North Slope production peaked. It's been a long, steady decline, but two new projects, one already producing and the other only weeks away from first oil, will add a combined 100,000 barrels per day once both are fully up and running. And Alaska's biggest new project in years, ConocoPhillips' massive Willow effort, will contribute another 180,000 barrels per day by 2030. In today's RBN blog, we discuss the ongoing rebound in North Slope production and the prospects for even more growth going forward. As we said 5 years ago, in the end, it's been a challenging few decades for producers in the 49th state. Back in the 1970s and 80s, Alaska was seen as the next big thing for U.S. crude oil production. With the 1977 completion of the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline, TAPS, from Prudhoe Bay in the north to Valdez in the south, Alaska North Slope, ANS, production took off, and just 11 years later the state not only accounted for 25% of total U.S. crude oil output, it also briefly knocked Texas off its perch as the number one oil-producing state. Alaska crude oil production was all downhill from there, however. By 1995, it had fallen to less than 1.5 million barrels per day, and by 2000, it was below 1 million barrels per day. The slide didn't end there. Through the mid-2010s, production was hovering around 500,000 barrels per day, and so far in the 2020s it's been averaging less than 450,000 barrels per day, or just over 3% of total U.S. output. That's about to change, at least a little. In December 2024, ConocoPhillips, the largest North Slope producer, achieved first oil at its Nuna project within the Kupiruk River Unit, KRU. A representative for the E&P said during a recent conference in Alaska that Nuna is producing about 10,000 barrels per day, with output expected to double to 20,000 barrels per day soon. ConocoPhillips is in the early stages of developing the adjoining Coyote project, where output is expected to rise to 13,000 barrels per day. A couple of considerably larger projects are on deck, the first being the 80,000 barrels per day Pikka development being undertaken by Australia's Santos Limited, with a 51% stake, and Spain's Repsol 49%. A final investment decision, FID, on the project was reached in August 2022. Santos said in an April 8 update that Pikka is now mechanically complete with commissioning activities progressing well. First oil from Pikka is expected in the coming weeks. The company added that once production starts, pipeline fill and inventory build will occur, followed by first cargo loading and shipment to market via the new 22-mile Pikka Sales Oil Pipeline and the existing Kupiruk Extension, Kupiruk Sales Oil Pipeline and TAPS first sales revenue is expected to occur approximately 2 months following first oil. Plateau capacity of 80,000 barrels per day is expected in mid-2026. The Santos/Repsol team also reported the successful completion of an appraisal well at their nearby Quokka development, which could end up producing as much per day as Pikka in a few years. By far the biggest new development on the horizon is ConocoPhillips' 180,000 barrels per day Willow project. A five-pad project was originally approved by the Bureau of Land Management (BLM) in October 2020. However, that approval was vacated by a federal court the following August and a scaled-down, three-pad version was approved in August 2023. ConocoPhillips reached FID on Willow that December and the project, now estimated to cost between $8.5 billion and $9 billion, is expected to start producing crude oil in early 2029. To reach TAPS, oil from Willow will flow through the planned 32-mile Willow Sales Oil Pipeline and the existing Alpine Sales Oil Pipeline, Kupiruk Extension, and Kupiruk Sales Oil Pipeline. It's not just new developments that are breathing new life into Alaska production. Hilcorp, which acquired BP's Prudhoe Bay production assets and its 49% stake in TAPS for $5.6 billion in July 2020, is implementing Project Tige with its Prudhoe Bay partners. The project will use polymer flooding, a type of enhanced oil recovery, EOR, Hilcorp has already successfully demonstrated at its Milne Point production area, to boost Prudhoe Bay's output by an estimated 25,000 barrels per day in 2028 and another 15,000 barrels per day in the early 2030s. Those gains will help to offset natural declines in production there. The combination of new projects, Nuna, Pikka and Willow, and legacy project rejuvenation, Project Tige, is finally reversing ANS's downhill slide. According to a crude oil production forecast released by the Alaska Department of Revenue in March, North Slope production is expected to average 459,000 barrels per day in the state's 2026 fiscal year 2026, which ends June 30. From there, the department sees production rising to 518,000 barrels per day in fiscal year 2027, and topping 600,000 barrels per day by fiscal year 2032 and 650,000 barrels per day by fiscal year 2034. There is, of course, ample takeaway capacity on TAPS. The pipeline was designed to transport up to 2 million barrels per day. We should note that the state's production forecast is based on an average ANS oil price of $75.26 per barrel for fiscal year 26, which combined an average price of $67.34 per barrel for July 2025 through February 26, with a forecast average price of $91.09 per barrel for the Iran war-impacted March through June period we're in the middle of right now. The forecast for fiscal year 2027 is an even $75 per barrel, which assumes that prices will be higher than $80 per barrel at the start of the fiscal year in July and decline through the rest of the 12-month period. After that, the Department of Revenue assumes the average price will hover around $70 per barrel from fiscal year 2028 through fiscal year 2032, then rise to $75 per barrel by fiscal year 2036. The ongoing revival in North Slope production may have some legs. ConocoPhillips continues to develop not only the Coyote project we mentioned earlier, but also the Narwhal project near the Alpine Field and a project in the West Sac Reservoir, within the Kupiruk region. In addition, Santos and Repsol have their sights on a Phase 2 at Pikka, and, as we noted, they are also developing their Quokka project close by. Just as important, the Bureau of Land Management's, BLM, March oil and gas lease sale for the National Petroleum Reserve, NPR, its first for the reserve since 2019, was a big success. 11 companies, including ConocoPhillips and Repsol, the latter bidding with Shell, submitted winning bids on 187 tracts covering more than 1.3 million acres. The leases sold for just under $164 million. The lease sale, which offered a total of 5.5 million acres, followed a series of pro-energy actions by the Trump administration and Congress, including one, a January 2025 executive order to jumpstart oil and gas development in Alaska, and prioritize development of LNG export infrastructure there. See Road to Alaska. 2, a related February 2025 order by Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, and 3, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBA, which was approved by Congress and signed into law by President Trump last July. Among other things, OBBBA directs BLM to hold at least 5 lease sales in the NPR by 2035, with each offering no fewer than 4 million acres. More recently, on April 17, BLM announced plans for a June oil and gas lease sale, involving at least 400,000 acres in the 1.6 million-acre coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, the first of 4 such sales the Bureau is directed to conduct by 2035 under the OBBBA. BLM has estimated that the coastal plain may contain as many as 11 billion barrels of technically recoverable oil. There are at least a couple of unknowables regarding the potential for further crude oil production growth in the broader ANS through the 2030s. One is whether the current pro-hydrocarbons regime in Washington, D.C., will extend beyond the Trump administration. Another is the degree to which current and future development projects in northern Alaska successfully identify economically recoverable oil. We will continue to track this in blogs and in our twice-a-year Future of Fuels report. It's safe to say that, for now at least, the ANS is in rebound mode. For the first time, in a long time, was written by R.J. Ritchie, Kid Rock, and Marlon Young and appears as the 12th song on Kid Rock's 8th studio album, Born Free. The mid-tempo country song celebrates success and living free. Personnel on the record were Kid Rock, vocals, acoustic rhythm guitar, Marlon Young, lead guitar, David Hildego, B. Bender Telecaster, Matt Sweeney, electric rhythm guitar, Blake Mills, banjo, Justin Madel Johnson bass, Benmont Tench, keyboards, Chad Smith, drums, percussion, and Lenny Castro, percussion. Born Free was recorded between January and July 2010 at Sound City in Van Nuys, California, Shangri-La in Malibu, California, and Allen Roadhouse in Clarkston, Michigan. Produced by Rick Rubin, The album was released in November 2010 and went to number 5 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. It has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. It was Kid Rock's first all-country album. 4 singles were released from the LP. Kid Rock, Robert James Ritchie, is an American singer, musician, rapper and songwriter from Detroit. He released his debut rap album, Grits Sandwiches for Breakfast, in 1990 on Jive Records. He has released 12 studio albums, a live album, 2 compilation albums, 3 EPs and 41 singles and has sold more than 35 million records worldwide. Kid Rock has won 2 American Music Awards, a BMI Pop Award, 11 Billboard Music Awards, 3 CMT Awards and a World Music Award. He has appeared in 8 motion pictures and 8 television shows. He continues to record and will begin his US Freedom 250 tour in May.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.